All right, we're back. Who's talking?
You like that bumper song, don't you?
I love this song. All right, you know, this is a crazy Final Four. I don't think anybody saw this coming, and if they did, I think they fibbed. First of all, South Carolina has never been anywhere in the NCAAs, and then all of a sudden, Frank Martin, the raging, you know, he's not quite a Cajun, but he's a rager.
Their last NCAA tournament game victory was 1973. That's what we call a drought.
This whole thing is bizarre, but hats off to him. Hats off to the Gamecocks. Let's give them credit.
Great run for them. You know, Oregon not so much a surprise, and obviously the Zags the number one seed. But what's their record? Like 35-1. But people are still doubting.
Hold the phone. Oregon was the number three seed.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's not a shock to get there as a three.
Number three is not like.
No, I mean, it's a little bit of a surprise.
Nobody's betting real money on them.
But it's not like a double-digit seed getting there.
Come on. They played Iona and Rhode Island. Those two games, I don't see. I don't understand it.
Well, clearly, Oregon, UCLA, and Arizona were the three powers in the Pac-10 or 12 or whatever the number is.
Michigan's bus must have broken down on the way to losing to Oregon, because
Michigan. Their best, their guard had a great look at a three.
Yep.
At the buzzer.
I remember seeing that.
And more often than not, he's probably going to make that shot, but he missed it, and Oregon's still playing.
Yep. On the flip side, UNC was able to escape the wrath of Calipari and those Kentucky Wildcats.
That was a great college basketball game.
Particularly the last 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, the skill level on both sides, off the chart. You know, the talent is – although I'll say this, Carolina the week before, they were really lucky to beat Arkansas. And I think they even got a friendly whistle at the end. But nevertheless, again, they're still playing.
Well, you know, that's the name of the game there. Looking at Gonzaga. I got a bone to pick. You know, they're first off, they were high in the polls all year, and basically they're playing basically a very weak overall conference.
And they're it's certainly not a power conference, and that's why the doubters are still out there. Is have they played the competition? But so far in the tournament, they've performed pretty well.
Well, you know, by being seeded number one in their bracket, which I would question that. They had the luxury of playing South Dakota State. Give me a break.
Well, by then
hold on. Second game, mighty Northwestern. Give me a break. Finally, they had to play somebody in West Virginia, and that was a pretty good game.
West Virginia is a good team.
West Virginia would like to have that last 40 seconds back.
You know, the advantage of being a one is you sort of get a bye in the first round.
Or the second round.
Well, the second round, you know, I mean, an 8-9 team can be pretty challenging. Particularly depending on how they seeded it, because, I mean, if you're playing a Wisconsin in the second round, because Wisconsin was an 8 seed, and I think they were probably better than that.
You know, looking at the West region, I think the game that sort of amazes me the most is that Xavier, which was the 11 seed, thumped the number 2 seed, Arizona. Everyone had Arizona getting to the Final Four.
Yeah, that was one of the bigger surprises of the tournament.
So Gonzaga never had to face Arizona.
Right.
That was gift-wrapped.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, to get to the Final Four, you have to be good, but you also have to be a little lucky. A lot of it depends on matchups. You know, clearly, in future years, Virginia fans are going to be looking at their bracket to make sure Michigan State and or Florida is not in our bracket, because we seem to have problems with those two teams.
All right, so let's look at these games, Abbo. You got UNC versus Oregon, correct?
UNC versus Oregon, 8:49 on Saturday night.
All right, and how do you see that game playing out?
I think Carolina will win. I think, Claire, as Chris Wright said, Carolina, in my view, is the best team in the tournament. They don't really have a weakness. They've got good guard play.
Although Barry has got two bad ankles now.
Well, I mean, if he's got his ankles tweaked, that's a factor, because he's a key component. Justice Jackson, you know, he's had some shooting problems here of late. But the key with Carolina is their bigs. Hicks, Meeks, and the freshman kid, Bradley.
Bradley, yeah.
I mean, the kid that made the game-winning shot yesterday.
He's pretty tall. Luke May.
Luke May. So, I mean, their best play sometimes is just throw it up on the rim and go get it.
Yes.
But I think Carolina will get to Monday night.
And hold on. In the other game, you've got South Carolina versus Gonzaga.
Which is going to be interesting.
So, Cinderella versus Cinderella?
You know, I think South Carolina's on a roll. And yep. South Carolina's got some athletes. They really defend. I think it might be an interesting North Carolina-South Carolina championship game on Monday night, which would be different.
You know, honestly, I think this is a game where Mark Few has been knocking on this door for 25 years. 20 years, it seems like. Frank Martin is the drill sergeant, but Few has got Karnowski.
He's got the big guy.
Anytime you got a guy named Karnowski on your team, I think you got to go.
How big is he?
He's 7 foot three and 420 pounds.
I mean, he looks like a big fella.
He's the behemoth.
You know.
They can't stop the behemoth. I'm going to go with the Zags.
Well, go with the Zags. Well, you know, I mean, you know, at this point in time, it's flip a coin. You know, you got to be good to get where you are.
All right, so let's talk about the championship game, which will be the following Monday. We'll have a chance to preview that.
That's right.
Next week's show.
So we'll get to know whether or not we're right.
Speaking of next week's show, Hobo, we have extended invites
to Bronco Mendenhall.
And head football coach.
You've extended invites to the baseball coaching staff.
Yep.
We'd love to have Brian O'Connor, but we would accept one of the assistant coaches to get an update on the baseball team. And, you know, speaking of baseball, they have a huge series this weekend with Louisville in Charlottesville. Louisville. Am I saying that right? I never
Louisville.
Say that. Louisville.
Louisville.
Is the number two ranked team in the country baseball-wise.
I don't worry about them.
So
we've got Lynch. Lynch will lynch him. He's a pitcher, Hubbard.
And, of course, this is our penultimate regular season show of Season 8. Next week will be our final regular season show, although we're hoping to have a bonus show in June.
Yeah, we'll have either late May or early June, we'll have a bonus show, maybe a pair of bonus shows.
To sum up the baseball season, lacrosse, tennis, and all the other good things
golf.
That are going to be
golf
happening.
Team the golf team is still top 10.
But for tonight, we thank you for listening and look forward to talking to you next Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Go Hoos. See you on April the 3rd. Go Hoos.